How to practice self-inquiry under letters and comments. I feel uncertain about how to practice self-inquiry. I have tried a few times to ask myself who I really am. I have read the teachings, but I am not sure how to practice them. Could I hurt myself if I followed them wrongly? It is repeated often that pranayama is helpful. However, no instructions on how to practice pranayama have been given. Only that is a means to an end, inquiry, and not an end in itself. I have studied the teachings and endeavored to understand them in their original sense without distorting them through simplification and wishful thinking, avoiding to read over the parts that I don't want to hear but need to hear. Sincerely, a seeker in the USA. You wrote that you feel uncertain about how to practice self-inquiry. Although I believe that your sincerity and steady aspiration will ultimately result in your doubts being removed and the method being clarified, we can still offer a few simple suggestions, which are only quotations from or paraphrasing of the Master's teachings. First of all, we cannot deny our existence. This is the consciousness we call I. To think deeply upon the origin of that I consciousness, to search where from it arises within us, its source will not harm us. It can only result in peace and happiness. If the mind cannot be stilled and applied to the investigation, Bhagavan does suggest several aids to help in mind control. Pranayama is an important aid and is recommended by the Maharishi to those who cannot readily control the mind. He has given explicit instructions on how to do pranayama. Below, I quote from number 54 in Talks with Sri Ramana Maharishi. Later on, Sri Bhagavan said, control of breath may be internal or external. The Antha Pranayama, the internal breath regulation, is as follows. Naham Chinta, I am not the body idea, is Rechaka, exhalation. Koham, who am I, is Puraka, inhalation. Soham, I am he, is Kumbhaka, retention of breath. Doing thus, the breath becomes automatically controlled. Bahi pranayama, external control, is for one not endowed with strength to control the mind. There is no way so sure as that, or a sadhu's company. The external practice must be resorted to by a wise man if he does not enjoy a sadhu's company. If in a sadhu's company, the sadhu provides the needed strength, though unseen by others. Pranayama need not be exactly as described in Hatha Yoga. If engaged in japa, dhyana, bhakti, etc., just a little control of breath will suffice to control the mind. The mind is the rider and the breath the horse. Pranayama is a check on the horse. By that check, the rider is checked. Pranayama may be done just a little. To watch the breath is one way of doing it. The mind abstracted from other activities is engaged in watching the breath. That controls the breath, and in its turn, the mind is controlled. If unable to do so, Rechaka and Puraka need not be practiced. Breath may be retained a short while in japa, dhyana, etc. Then too, good results will follow. To conclude, one must persist in the practice, in whatever manner that practice is understood to be. The Maharishi is the guru for those who persevere and yearn to realize the true purpose and meaning in life. He is still present and extends his help. Editor.